episode 623, How to Change for the Better.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Oh, how are you? I'm so excited that you're here. I've actually really missed you. Come on in, get comfortable. You know what? It's our time. It's girl time, and I love our girl time. I hope you are dry. I hope your leaves are changing color as autumn is upon us. We are very wet here. We just went through a major, major rainstorm. It dropped like over 5 inches in a very short period of time. Our ground is totally saturated. We even had flash flood warnings in some areas and covering. I mean, it was really wild, but you know what was spectacular? Looking up in the sky and listening and watching Nature Symphony in action. It was a masterpiece. It was awesome to see. I mean, the whole sky would light up seconds upon seconds, and then it would get pitch black. And all of a sudden, you'd hear the roaring thunder, and then all of a sudden, boom, the spark of light. And as I was watching it, I was thinking, you know what? That's kind of how our life is when life happens, isn't it? Sometimes it's just nothing but beauty. And we get all these different colors, and everything seems to fall into place, and they're so perfectly placed. And then we have those times that we feel like we're drowning, and we can't stay above water. And we get these strikes, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. How to change for the better when life happens. Do you know how to do that? Well, we're talking about that today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so thrilled that you're here. If you haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and also sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simpler so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. Wow. You know, that lightning storm is, I was watching it and really was mesmerized by it. I love nature. I love the ocean. I told you about my geese, you know, where they were, the mama and the daddy geese were training their goslings, and they were flying and how they would land. And then, you know, watching the storm last night, and we can really learn a lot from nature by just being very watchful, being very aware, being very present in what we're doing. And in nature, nature does what very quickly? It changes. It changes in a second, a brief second it can change. It can be so calm, then all of a sudden you get these warm winds from the south, or you get cool winds from the north, or something begins to shift and you get rain. That's kind of what happens when we're doing life and we're going through life. Situations come upon us that we didn't expect. Those are our storms. Then we have beautiful blooming flowers that are our blessings. And we're like, yes, that was what we were rooting for. That's what we were working so hard to accomplish. And you get to see the reward. And then you get to see it grow. And then sometimes you have those storms again that come out of nowhere. The winds that maybe topple over a few trees or destroy your rooftop. But somehow you get through it. Somehow you become a better person through all of it. How to change for the better. Is it really that easy? You see, life offers opportunities to grow personally and professionally. But how to change for the better can be a stumbling block because change brings discomfort, uneasiness, and even frustration. We never seem to get it right all the time. Someone always complains, wants you to act differently. They want you to fit into their comfort zone. Because in your zone, it becomes their twilight zone. People don't like what they don't know. So if people don't like what they don't know, and you're the people, which means you're the person, then you don't like what you don't know, which is change. No one likes change. Wouldn't it be nice to live in an area where you knew exactly the temperature every single day? You knew exactly what was going to happen when. So if you're a farmer, you could plan your crops accordingly. You could take care of your animals and make sure everything was fine. You can make sure the kids were dressed appropriately, going to and from school and their activities. Nothing would be left to the unknown. But that's not how it works, is it? Because we live in a life, and in life, it's called change. But we don't like change, which leads us right back to how to change for the better. It's this constant centripetal force. We get drawn back in, sucked in to where we don't want to go. Old habits die hard. Is there no hope? Of course there's hope. But it's more than wishing upon a star and throwing caution to the wind. It's ready, set, aim. And what I'm talking about here is, yes, the free challenge, where you and I will walk through how to change. And that change is whatever change you want done in your life. Maybe that change involves your marriage. Maybe that change involves your health, your well-being. Maybe it specifically involves you need to get moving more. You need the fitness interaction. Maybe it's you're working on a business and you're just not moving forward with it. You've got this amazing dream and you need to break it down into steps. Whatever the change is, you want to make it become a part of your lifestyle and you want to make it stick. Now, that doesn't mean that struggles and temptations will fade away, because they're going to happen because life happens. But what it's going to give you is a strategic blueprint to creating your now one step at a time. And I want to give you one of those steps. We've talked about it many, many, many times. It's take aim. Action ignites motivation. But like a car, it takes many, many moving parts to get you where you want to go. You can put the key in the ignition and start the car. But what other parts were required and needed to get you to drive to your destination? You just don't have this thing that looks like a car and you get into it. I mean, if that was the case, I could have a cardboard box, right? And put a key, pretend to put it in the ignition. Is that going to get me where I want to go? No, I'm still going to be sitting there. So you have to have a plan. You need a blueprint to create the lifestyle that you want. You see, this is your life. What do you want your happy, healthy life to look like? What do you love about your life now? What might be missing that could make it better? You can choose to let life happen, or you can choose to be the quarterback of your life. It's time you get in your game of life. So how do you do that? How to change for the better? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Create your now. Sometimes we are too focused, sister, on the bigger, bigger, huge, humongous vision, dream, passion that we have, that we've been dreaming of our entire life. I know there, I've been there. But when you start chasing it, you can't see everything, because then it becomes all like, oh my gosh, now I'm overwhelmed. I've got all this stuff to do and I don't know how to balance it all. I can't juggle it all. Then I've got the family, and then I've got, oh, my husband to take care of. Then I've got my job too, and yet I'm trying to make this happen. And then you want to walk away. What can you do now in the present? Be present to create your now. Well, number one is this. Ready, set, aim. And yes, I'm talking about the 5-day free challenge. Click on the link. I want you there. You need to be there. You need to be there because you need this foundation. You need the systematic approach to help you build the foundation. Because you see, the foundation is built on the mind, body, and the spirit. And in order to make all of that work, you got to have what? The cement. And the cement that's going to help you is the ready, set, aim. Yes, it is. So let's do it together. So click on the link now. Don't wait. Don't get distracted. Click on it. If you have to, pause me or listen to me as you're doing it. It's very simple. We start Monday, September 26th. And one thing I've heard is, oh my gosh, I can't be on the, I'm working during that. That's, you know, during the time of the live Facebook. It's okay. It's going to be recorded. Oh, but I don't have Facebook. It's okay. We're going to have links for you in the emails. You can always watch them. Everything's going to be ready and available for you. So sign up. Number two, after you do Ready, Set, Aim, to create your now, number two, establish a healthy, vibrant mindset. Number three, fuel your body from the inside out. Oh, yes. You got to fuel your body from the inside out. You got to have good nutrition. Don't be putting that junk stuff in. Okay? All right, number four, physical fitness for well-being. You got to have that intentional movement. We are not moving enough. I am not moving enough. That's why I make sure every single day that I get some time in. Specific time for my physical fitness. It is critical. It's the key to creating my now. And it's a key to create your now. Number five, spiritual growth. Remember, it's mind, body, and what? Spirit. It's the three, the Trinity. Mind, body, and spirit. They don't work alone. They work together. There's a reason for it. So you've got to have spiritual growth. And ultimately, I already gave you this one. Number six, take aim. Action ignites motivation. What are you waiting for? Zip to it. Get in this challenge. Take aim there first so you can begin to take that cement and build your foundation one step at a time, leading you to miles of greatness. There's no stopping you now. Let's go out and make today better than yesterday. Create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.